We have what we call modern-day Peace Corps missionaries, and they come into our ghettos, and they head start upward lift, bootstrap, and upward bound us into white society. Because they don't want to face the real problem, which is a man is poor for one reason and one reason only, because he does not have money, period. If you want to get rid of poverty, you give people money, period. And you ought not to tell me about people who don't work, and you can't give people money without working, because if that were true, you'd have to start stopping Rockefeller, Bobby Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Lady Bird Johnson, all the Standard Oil, the Gulf Club, all of them. Including probably a large number of the Board of Trustees of this university. So the question then clearly is not whether or not one can work, it's who has power. Who has power to make his or her acts legitimate. That is all. And that this country, that power is invested in the hands of white people, and they make their acts legitimate. It is now, therefore, for black people to make our acts legitimate.
Dim the set, give me the spotlight. When now my money and one of my enemies cross-eyed, I hustle, fuck a part-time. In the fast lane, I read the stop signs. This one's for hip-hop, cause Iowa, no hot guy. Probably would have been just another statistic, another black man that's caught up in the system. Neighborhoods is broke down, we still trying to rebuild them, and they ain't trying to bridge the gap between poor and the richest. Been misled, misguided, money reveals no guidance. Hustler trying to make a living, dream out this pirates. We bear the struggle just to see another day is righteous. Sometimes I feel I'm dying inside, so check my vitals. Devoted, memoirs of a street poet. Everything got a price, this is the world as we know it. So until a nigga croaking on my paper out the postman, no for spitting fire, dragon breath, no halitosis. Seems there ain't no other option out here for a black man besides reciting rhymes, touchdowns, or a nice J. And in my streets, what do I see? Poverty and greed, the evil money brings, the disparity of a fiend. Single mother stressing out, just trying to cover they seeds, and innocent children bleed when senseless strays murder teens. And they don't give a fuck about us, this is life in these streets. They don't give a fuck about us, this is life in these streets.
The question is, how can we build institutions where those people can begin to function on a day-to-day basis, where they can get decent jobs, where they can get decent houses, and where they can begin to participate in the policy and major decisions that affect their lives? That's what they need, not Gestapo troops, because this is not 1942, and if you play like Nazis, we're playing back with you this time around. Give hip to that.
Associate by love, I associate by drugs, by guns. Give you haters the runs, hustle for my funds. 100 rounds in the drum, 1 million miles that I run. Life is like a marathon and the race has barely begun. You fatigue, I'm speeding up, won't succumb, we overrun. Smoke so much, I probably need an organ donor for my lungs. And this 40 cal torus, I squeeze, y'all better avoid it. If you in the direction of where I'm pointing, cushion the joint lit. It's my time, like I said, an appointment. The one that the streets appointed, life is just like a coin flip. And these losses that we take come with just sentences and graves. Behind the cage, my peeps sit on prisons we populate. And it's like this game of life is not designed for us to win, cause the rich are getting richer and the poor is dying swift. It's bipartisan, we suffer while they argue in. Economy declining quick, so my grind is on intense. Probation on intense, they wanna throw me in the tents. But fuck your pile, man, cause I'm still stacking chips. Yeah, I gotta get my grip at all costs, so fuck him and all them damn laws, nigga.
Are we willing to be concerned about the black people who will never get to Berkeley, who will never get to Harvard, and cannot get an education, so you'll never get a chance to rub shoulders with them and say, well, he's almost as good as we are, he's not like the others. I am black, therefore I am. Not that I am black and I must go to college to prove myself. I am black, therefore I am. Every civil rights bill in this country was passed for white people, not for black people. For example, I am black. I know that. I also know that while I am black, I am a human being. Therefore, I have the right to go into any public place. White people didn't know that. Every time I tried to go into a place, they stopped me. So some boys had to write a bill to tell that white man he's a human being. Don't stop him. That bill was for that white man, not for me. I knew it all the time. I knew that I could vote and that wasn't a privilege, it was my right. Every time I tried, I was shot, killed, or jailed, beaten, or economically deprived. So somebody had to write a bill for white people to tell them, when a black man comes to vote, don't bother him. That bill again was for white people, not for black people.
So that when you talk about open occupancy, I know I can live any place I want to live. It is white people across this country who are incapable of allowing me to live where I want to live. You need a civil rights bill, not me. I know I can live where I want to live. So that the failure to pass a civil rights bill isn't because of black power, isn't because of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, is not because of the rebellions that are occurring in the major cities. It is incapability of whites to deal with their own problems inside their own community. That is the problem of the failure of the civil rights bill.